We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we can help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is the second hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 3rd of September, 2011. I was going to take Ron in Missouri. I don't know. I guess he... Did he drop there, Alice? Okay. All right. I guess Ron from Missouri dropped. I apologize. Keeping you on hold there, Ron. If you want to call back, we'll take you right away. In the meantime, I'll continue on here. We've been talking about the dire state of the economy, the fact that now it's being reported that we have 409,000 people unemployed in the last 4 months here, new official first-time filers. And by the way, my understanding of those numbers is that doesn't include people that are ongoing. We know that the media reports like an 8% unemployment rate or 9%. It's been below 10%, the official unemployment rate. Psychologically, people think, well, that's not that bad, I guess. But understand that the number that they give you today is U3. They do not give you the true unemployment number. The people who have been, who should be full-time and are working part-time are not included in that number. The people who are not actively working, looking for work are not included in the official number. The U3 number that they give out is a number that they that leaves a lot out of the official. And, of course, there's all those people who have fallen off of the unemployment rolls. So this is the problem. We're not getting a true picture of the real unemployment rate. In the meantime, the military spending continues to go forward in a major way. ABC reports, U.S. military intervention in Libya cost at least $896 million. The cost of the U.S. military intervention through July 31st, $896 million, according to the Pentagon. The price tag includes the amounts for daily military operations, munitions used in the operation, and humanitarian assistance for the Libyan people. Humanitarian assistance for the Libyan people. You know, if we would have left Libya alone, they wouldn't need humanitarian assistance. You know, the Muslim world considers all the Middle Eastern countries, for the most part, consider the United States the great Satan. They call us the great Satan. And as we see all the misery that this imperialist government creates everywhere it goes, I think the case could very well be made, ladies and gentlemen, that we're living up to that description. The military intervention in Libya is a good example of that. But, folks, that's a UN operation completely and totally. All right, I got to take the break. We're going to come back and continue here in a moment. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market,
thousands of years of building and we...
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically make...
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Once again, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. And before the break, I was talking about the fact that we spent $896 million, according to official Pentagon estimates, in the war in Libya. Now, this whole thing started, ladies and gentlemen, because the United Nations had a Security Council resolution against Libya, and we went in there and took a completely viable government. And you say, well, Muammar Gaddafi, he's just a dictator. Well, we have no business going in and taking over and overthrowing these dictators. That's the people's job. If the people want to do that, they can decide for themselves. But we have an imperialist government today that is enforcing, intent on enforcing a new world order. And they are going in every place where there's a dictator or any government that doesn't go along with their plan. They're going to go in and overthrow that government. And certainly that's the case in Libya at a time when the American people cannot afford to pay for these expensive wars anymore. $896 million and counting. And that's just one war. That's already. In the meantime, we see from the Boston Herald, widespread waste and fraud in war spending. Actually, this is the Associated Press. Just August 31st, just this past week, they say as much as $60 billion in U.S. tax dollars has been lost to waste and fraud in Iraq and Afghanistan over the past decade due to lax oversight of contractors, poor planning, and corruption, according to an independent panel. In its final report to Congress to be publicly released Wednesday, the Commission on Wartime Contracting said the waste could grow as U.S. support for reconstruction projects and programs wane, leaving Iraq and Afghanistan to bear the long-term cost of sustaining the schools, medical clinics, barracks, roads, and power plants already built with American money. Government agencies should overhaul the way they award and manage contracts in war zones so they don't repeat the mistakes made in Iraq and Afghanistan, the commission said. Among the report's 15 recommendations are the creation of an inspector general to monitor contracting and the appointment of a senior government official to improve planning and coordination. So we have $60 billion, billions upon billions upon billions, wasted, and war costs may top $3.7 trillion, according to the Detroit Free Press. They say when congressional cost cutters meet later this year to decide on trimming the federal government, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq could represent juicy targets. But how much do the wars actually cost U.S. taxpayers? Nobody really knows. Congress has allotted $1.3 trillion for war spending through fiscal year 2011. You folks remember how long it took for the national debt to gain by $1 trillion? Now these billions and trillions are just thrown around. It seems like the trillion today is like the billion of yesterday. And so forth and so on. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, the United States will not survive as a country. This is why, when we have this out of control, insane spending, there's no way this can be sustained. Because the few people that are still working in this country are going to be taxed to the point where it will not pay to work anymore. And that's where we're headed. We're headed for an economic collapse of major proportion. So you folks need to be ready. You need to be looking at gardening. You need to be looking at growing indoors now. One of the things I wanted to cover today was the Fukushima radiation that's coming over here. And there's evidently massive quantities going on, being spewed out over there in Japan, being carried by the jet stream over here. We're not hearing about it. It's a complete blackout. And the jet stream, which is mainly targeting the Canadian West Coast right now, is going to be shifting down once again to the U.S. West Coast so that we're going to be bearing the brunt of a lot of this radioactivity. And Japan has announced that they're going to be burning a lot of the radioactivity, which means that radioactive waste, they're going to be burning it. And so it's all going to go into the air and be carried by the jet stream over here. And our government isn't paying attention to this. Or if they are, they're certainly not doing anything about it. It doesn't appear. You folks aren't hearing about it, as far as I know. I don't watch the broadcast media. But as far as I can tell, there's a complete and absolute blackout about Fukushima. And yet, it's a bigger crisis now than it ever has been. There's no sign of the radiation and radioactivity letting up. Why? Are we not being told? Oh, it might cause a panic. Well, I would much rather be aware of a danger so that at least I can try to minimize my exposure. You know, and certainly meat imports from various places. I know there's a country, and I can't remember, I think it was Russia, that just rejected a bunch of radioactive cars from Japan. The cars were actually radioactive. How many things do we import from Japan that now have to be suspect? Everything that comes from Japan now has to be suspect. There was actually a story not too long ago about how the Japanese government is actually moving out of Tokyo. They're setting up another government elsewhere in the country. Now, I can't pull that article up right now. I hadn't planned on talking about it. So But ladies and gentlemen, things are serious. Things are being spread. Radiation is being spread over there without any concern. In many cases, it looks like they're trying to pretend that everything is okay. And the Japanese people feel abandoned by their government. And I don't blame them one bit. But they're a very passive population over there, from all accounts. And consequently, the government isn't being held accountable. And people are dying. You have a lot of school children that are tested very positive, very high for radiation. There are school lunches that are radioactive over there. There is meat that has been contaminated over there. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, here in the United States, when this radioactivity comes over here off in the West Coast, you people think you're safe in the East Coast, in the eastern part of the states. Don't rest too easy. The food supply here could very well be contaminated. And I'm not trying to sound alarmist here. I just want to make that clear. I hadn't planned on talking about this in this particular point in the program, but I think it's necessary to talk about it to a certain extent because it needs to be discussed. Not enough people are talking about this, even in the alternative truth media. It's very concerning to me what I see when we have the jet stream, and you can look up the Pacific jet stream. You can see the direction it takes from official weather sources. But when that radioactivity comes over here and is rained down from the rain, they can rain down from the sky onto the grass, the cattle will eat it. The beef, because the cattle eats it, will become contaminated. The milk, which goes right to your bones, ladies and gentlemen, will be contaminated. And nobody's going to know about it until a few years down the road when cancers start to skyrocket here in this country. So people need to at least be aware that this is going on and to take steps to try to minimize your exposure. And that's why I promote indoor gardening. I think people need to explore hydroponic gardening. I think you need to grow your vegetables in the house. Now's the time to be gathering your seeds. Now's the time to be exploring all of this right now, because it's going to continue to spiral out of control. We have articles up on the website about Fukushima. If you want, you could go there and read those. Some of them are very dire, but people need to be aware of this. We need to make plans and take precautions to whatever extent that we can. There's nothing you can do about this, and that's one of the reasons why it's hard to talk about it, because I like to talk about stuff I can give you a solution for. Many of the issues that we talk about here on this program, you know, I don't have a solution. I don't know what to do. The only thing I can say about the federal mess that we're in with the wars and those crises, the financial, the out-of-control, insane spending, is we need to increase our numbers. And we need to have people educate your government on a state level. Certainly the Chinese thing, you need to read your governors the Riot Act. Your legislators need to be read the Riot Act. They can be instructed and removed from office. And then we need to take back states and then use the states to take back the federal government. That's the order of things. Now we got people in Washington, D.C., a bunch of radical socialists planning to take over the place and shut the place down in the Cairo-style occupation of Freedom Plaza. That's going on right now. They're getting ready to do this in October. Talk a little bit about this coming up in the next segment, because I think this is important, because what it looks like to me is the very thing that they did back in Czechoslovakia, the communists did, called pressure from above, pressure from below. Repeat. As they say, history repeats itself. Well, nothing could be truer. Stay with us. This is Government America. We'll be back in a moment.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, before the break, I was talking about this rally that's getting ready to take place in Washington. There's a publication called The Blaze, which reported on this. They say radicals plan Cairo-style occupation of Freedom Plaza in Washington, D.C. Now, one of the things they say, the New Zealand's Trevor Lubin is looking at the plans of the leftist coalition that is looking to launch an occupation of Freedom Plaza in Washington, D.C., beginning on October 6th. David Swanson of the Washington Director of Democrats.com, co-founder of the After Downing Street Coalition and creator of MeetWithCindy.org, he serves on the steering committee of the Charlottesville Center for Peace and Justice and working on a working group of United for Peace and Justice. He has worked as a newspaper reporter and press secretary for Dennis Kucinich in 2004, his campaign in 2004. Media coordinator for the International Labor Communications Association in 3 years as communication coordinator for ACORN. That should raise some red flags. Swanson is working with a coalition of groups to launch a protest with a goal of shutting down the U.S. government. Shutting down the U.S. government, ladies and gentlemen. Now, once again, I come back to 18 U.S.C. Section 2331. What the definition of international terrorism means, reading from 18 U.S.C. Section 2331, it says, as used in this chapter, the term international terrorism means activities that, A, involve violent acts or acts dangerous to human life that are a violation of criminal laws of the United States or of any state, or that would be a criminal violation if committed within the jurisdiction of the United States or of any state. B, it activities that appear to be intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population, or to influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion. Now, that's a very broad definition of international, and the domestic terrorism definition is very similar. Actually, it's just about the same, I think, if memory serves me correctly. I've looked up both of them. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, these people are being set up, are setting up a situation where people are going to be drawn in to shut down Washington, D.C., and make no mistake about it, they're very open and very blunt about what they intend to do. But I want to play a clip right now of the leader of this group. Once again, this guy, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and play the clip, and then I'll find his name for you, okay, in the interest of time. This is what he said about his plan.
I'm David Swanson, and I'm going to Washington, D.C. yet again. I know I've been before, but this is not a march. This is not a rally. This is not where we go and recruit five more people and make home movies and get ignored by the Washington Post and pat ourselves on the back. This is different. This is where we try to actually shut things down, which sounds radical or impolite or dangerous, but what have we been about when we come and we march and we rally and we say, absolutely reverse the direction you're headed. We're going in a disastrous course. We have to change things. Isn't that impolite? Isn't that attempting theatrically to interfere? We are going to actually interfere. We're going to actually block buildings and shut them down. We're going to take inspiration from our brothers and sisters in Egypt and other countries that we cheer for when we watch them on the news, but we don't do it. We don't do it. This is our chance to actually be those people ourselves and do it. This is going to be way more fun, way more effective, way more satisfying, and something you want to talk about for years and decades to come, to say, you were there. I was there. Where were you in that historic moment? I was there. I was part of it from day one. That's going to be you and me.
Okay, that was David Swanson. I didn't realize he gave his name there at the top of that clip. But the point is, that was a promotional video put out on YouTube. You can go and find it on YouTube if you so choose. The point is they're very open about what they intend to do. They intend to go in there and take over Washington, not leave. He stresses it's going to be nonviolent. Well, how do you know that? How do you know that? We got agent provocateurs doing various things. But these people are socialists. They call themselves progressives, which is just another word for socialists, probably closet communists, ladies and gentlemen. But this is just an age-old tactic. There's a book called And Not a Shot is Fired by a man named Jan Kozak. And in the book, he explains how a free government was actually transformed into a totalitarian dictatorship, and it was all being done legally. Pardon me, there's a call coming in here, but the point is, he said that it was all being done legally. The Soviet army was not needed to subdue Czechoslovakia in 1948, he notes. But by the time the Czechoslovak people had already unknowingly chosen the path to dictatorship, Kozak and his co-conspirators manipulated the Czechoslovak people into voting themselves into slavery by using what he called pressure from above and pressure from below. Not unlike Mussolini and Hitler had done earlier, the Czechoslovak communists were able to throw off a freely elected government and impose dictatorship by using certain levers of government power in coordination with targeted mass agitation. Did you hear that? Now, I wanted to read a little bit from this because they talk in here about popularizing revolutionary demands. I might not have time to do that, though, because we're already at the bottom of the hour. So just be aware of this activity that's taking place in Washington, D.C., folks. It looks to me like a Hegelian situation. And under the present laws, they could call out the military to suppress insurrection.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Well, she seemed all right.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, this hour we're going to be visiting with Arthur Naiman. Arthur has written a book, 9/11, The Simple Facts. You folks are going to be bombarded if you're not already, and you probably are. I haven't watched. I don't watch the controlled media. I just can't stomach it anymore. It physically makes me ill to see it. Okay? Most of my news, actually all of my news comes. Sometimes I listen to radio driving down the road in the car. More and more I turn that off when I can only have it on for a few minutes and it starts to drive me crazy and I turn it off. But you folks are going to be bombarded, if you're not already being bombarded, by propaganda, all these emotional stories to try to convince you, once again, that 9/11 happened the way that the other side says it happened. The official story, 19 Arabs with box cutters hijacked 4 planes, crashed into the Twin Towers in New York City, the Pentagon, and a field outside of Pittsburgh. And we need to explore from time to time, and I don't talk about 9/11 very much anymore because, quite honestly, I got sick of talking about it. It's one of those situations that, you know, once you've discussed it, but on the occasion of an anniversary like this, it's been 10 years, sometimes for new listeners, we have to go back and reexamine these issues. I think it's very important because the wars that we're in, and we've already talked about how much money we're spending in Afghanistan, how much money we're spending in Iraq. We've talked about the fact that Libya, another UN operation, a UN war, by this imperialist government to go in and take over a sovereign country. It doesn't matter what you think of the dictator. The point is, we have no business imposing our will around the world. And that's exactly what this war has begun, and this is what we have gotten ourselves into, and there's no end in sight, listeners. We have army suicides. According to the Washington Post, army suicides hit a record high in July. There were 32 suicides in July. The army is miserable. They have a stop-loss policy. Once you sign up, you can't get out. U.S. forces to stay in Iraq into 2012, according to Leon Panetta. Okay, so you got that going from Politico. In the meantime, you got Iraq wanting to push us out. We're saying, oh, we'll stay. Telegraph out of the U.K. reports U.S. troops to stay in Afghanistan until 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, in other words, we're never leaving. That's the point. We're never leaving. And we've talked a lot about how the United States is funding both sides of the war. We're funding the Taliban. We've had our troops there guarding the poppy fields in Afghanistan. Geraldo Rivera on Fox News reported that on the ground. This opens the door to so many things. But the impetus for this, the foundation for this, is all 9/11, the stuff that happened back in 2001. And we're going to talk about the evidence of that, what really happened there. You're being bombarded with propaganda today. We need to set the record straight. And Arthur Neiman is here to do that. He's written a book called 9/11, The Simple Facts. And the real story, and Arthur, welcome to Govern America.
Hi, Darren. Thanks.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Can you start off by giving a little bit of background about yourself and why you decided, how you kind of gotten into exploring this issue of September 11th?
Sure. I haven't been involved. A lot of people who are involved in this research and activism, much more than I am. I was just an ordinary person who was skeptical about it at first and then went to some meetings here in Tucson, Arizona, and got totally convinced. But I felt that people were making it a little more technical and complicated and also sort of engaging in more sort of speculation than they needed to. And I thought that it would be good to present the issues in a real simple and straightforward way. So my book just talks, very short book, and it just talks about how the official story can't possibly be true. That's the subtitle. It just focuses on that. Mm-hmm. And I've written a bunch of other books on other subjects, but this, you know, I'm not a full-time 9/11 researcher.
Right. So you started to get into this, and you said you were kind of skeptical at first. What was really the tipping point to kind of get you into the opinion that there might actually be more to this than met the eye?
Well, it was the first time I went to a talk, I think it was by David Ray Griffin, and then I went to another one by Richard Gage. Both of them had me totally convinced in just one evening. The kind of amazing thing about this is you would think from what the mainstream media presents that it's a very complicated technical issue. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's incredibly simple and straightforward. It's so clearly impossible, the official story, that it's hard to believe that anybody, that they could present it with a straight face and think that anybody would believe it. And it's only because people are unwilling to look at it that they get away with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you an example if you want.
Go ahead.
I tell people I can convince them that the official story is untrue in 2 minutes. So I say the official story, as everybody knows, or most people know, is that the planes crashed into the buildings and the planes themselves and the fires that they set damaged the buildings to the point where they gravity pulled them down. The top of the building, above where the planes hit, above the impact zone, landed on the bottom of the buildings and basically crushed it or initiated a collapse from that point on. And by the way, the official version doesn't go beyond that point when it initiates the collapse, and the reason it doesn't is because it wouldn't have happened. They can't show that it would have happened. Anybody can see that it wouldn't have happened. But anyway, we can get to that later. But on the cover of my book, which you have and they don't, but if you just go to Google and put in South Tower collapse and you get a picture at the very beginning of it before smoke obscures everything, you can clearly see that the top of the South Tower, all 26 floors of it, is falling off of the bottom of the South Tower, not onto it. And yet there's no South Tower on the street, no wreckage of it or anything like that. So the simple question is, how could the top of the South Tower crush the bottom if it didn't land on it?
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that just by looking at one picture, and then you're done. Then you know that the official story, there's lots of other ways in which it makes no sense, but that's a simple way that you can see, anybody can see. You don't need any technical expertise or anything.
Right. You know, the thing that really struck me as I started looking into this issue, and I don't know how much you've studied, I guess your book probably focuses more on the physical evidence.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I haven't really gotten so much into the physical evidence as I have a lot of the other stuff, and there's a lot of things that we could explore in terms of just not even physical evidence, but actually, you know, for instance, the PNAC report, I think, the Project for a New American Century was this neocon think tank, which basically mapped out the wars that they wanted to have, the regimes they wanted to change, and the various countries now that are being targeted. But this report was published a full year. It was published in September of 2000, a full year before 9/11. And they even made reference in there that in order to pull this off, they needed a new Pearl Harbor.
Yes, they say it called for a massive military buildup, but it cautioned that it would likely take a long time to accomplish that unless there were, quote, some catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor. And, you know, they're not just some random people. They are basically the Bush administration. It's Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and Pearl and all those people. So they ran the government. They weren't just some advisors.
Mm-hmm. You know, and another thing that really comes to mind, you know, there were a number of put options on the airliners leading up to the actual event. You know, I don't know. Are you familiar with that?
Sure. It's in the book, too. There's a little bit of debate about it. There's so much. The stock market is so huge, it's a little hard to attribute anything to it.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, that's absolutely true. There were a lot of people who were basically put option as a bet that a stock will go down, and there was an avalanche of them on the stocks of United and American, the two airliners whose planes were taken over on 9/11. So
now you said
whether or not there was this, you know, chance or not, you know, it certainly is true.
Well, I can't imagine it being chance. You said that there's a lot of debate about it. Has that ever really thoroughly been investigated, do you know?
Well, see, you can't prove that that's why they did it. And although it was a huge amount of put options, you could say, well, people suddenly lost confidence. It's very hard to prove that that's the reason that they did it. And actually, it wasn't. It was a large number of put options, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, you know, and 10 times the normal. It might have been 10 times the normal amount, but it's very
I guess it's awful hard to prove that Martha Stewart was selling her stock, acting on inside information too. But they certainly did prosecute her.
That's because she's small time. You know, there was nothing. They want to make look like they're doing something.
Well, anyway. So, I mean, so there's a lot of things like that I look at, and the fact that we had the Phase 3 report on national security, which would have been Homeland Security mapped out in advance as well. You know, Homeland Security planned out in advance. And I just ask the listeners, you know, after 10 years of Homeland Security, do you guys feel safe yet? You know, we've never been more vulnerable than we are now, in my opinion.
You know, I think we're much less safe than we were. There's no question that the government fastened on this and used it as an excuse. The Patriot Act is like thousands of pages long. It was sitting in a drawer waiting for something like this to happen so that they could get it passed. They never could have gotten it passed before or gotten these wars started without 9/11 as an excuse, although in the case of Iraq, it had absolutely nothing to do with Iraq.
Right.
So they made hay while the sun shined. The question is, did they make the sunshine, you know?
Yeah. Well, and we know, too, that, you know, you said Iraq, especially Iraq, had nothing to do with it. Well, neither did Afghanistan, but the oil companies, you know, I remember, I think it was right around 1997, John Maresca of Unocal testified before Congress, and we have the transcript actually up on the sweetliberty.org website in the 9/11 section. But he testified, and he talked about how they wanted to get the oil out of the Caspian Sea region. And they were going to take the pipeline. They wanted to build a pipeline. You know, and they explored one direction they could take it, another direction they could take it. And for whatever reason, it wasn't feasible to go anyplace other than through Afghanistan. But that was problematic, he said, because the Taliban government in place, the project would have to be financed by the banks in the surrounding countries, and they wouldn't want to do that because the Taliban is an unstable regime. And so obviously the Taliban had to go in order for them to build their pipeline. One thing that I've learned, Arthur, is that the elitists, the globalists, when they do something, they have generally multiple reasons why they do certain things. And certainly this pipeline is one reason, creating a state of perpetual war so that they can overthrow the countries that they want to conquer in order to implement their new world order is another one. But I guess why don't you go ahead and explore some of the areas where you think are most important evidentiary-wise with the physical evidence or wherever you want to take us today.
Okay, sure. As I say, that two-minute thing is a very simple and straightforward way because anybody can see that it's impossible. And if you want, you know, authorities, experts on it, there are more than 1,500 architects and engineers and other building professionals who say that the official story is nonsense and are demanding a new investigation, plus lots and lots of other people, tens of thousands of other people, senior officials in government, intelligence, the military, law enforcement, pilots, firefighters, scholars, 9/11 survivors and relatives, you know, broadcasters like yourself, and on and on and on, who are demanding a new investigation. So if you want the technical backup for it, you've got it, but you don't really need it. It's quite amazing how chintzy the official story is. It just makes no sense at all.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that come to my mind, you know, when we talk about the buildings falling and my understanding was the World Trade Center was actually made, it was designed to withstand aircraft hitting it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The Empire State Building was hit by a B-25 bomber at the end of the Second World War, and they specifically made it to take an impact from a 707, a Boeing 707, fully loaded with passengers and fuel at 600 miles an hour, and that was about equivalent. It's slightly smaller than the planes that hit the World Trade Center towers, but the impact would have been equivalent. And the people who designed it said it could have taken multiple impacts from those planes.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the planes couldn't have brought it down because they set fires, yes, but that burned off in a few minutes. It's fuel and air. It doesn't hang around. And then it set office fires. So an office fire burns at about 600 to 800 degrees. Steel melts at 2,750 degrees, and the fire wouldn't transfer all of its heat to the steel. So even if the fire were that hot, it wouldn't be enough to melt the steel because there would be air circulating and cooling it and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So just before they collapsed, they were putting out black smoke. And anyone who's ever built a fire knows that when something's putting out black smoke, it means it's not getting enough oxygen and it's going out.
Yeah.
Now, there are buildings. There's a building, a skyscraper in Beijing, that burned top to bottom, bright orange flames, every floor, for 18 hours and didn't collapse. There was another one in Caracas that burned for 17 hours, and they couldn't even go up to the floors where it was burning. They were so hot, and they said, no problem, that structure is fine. We just have to rebuild the interior of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just complete nonsense that these buildings would have fallen. And not only that, they fell so evenly and so quickly. You know, let's say a building would fall. That's not how a building falls. It doesn't fall straight down through the path of greatest resistance. Each of those buildings had 80,000 tons of structural steel in it, and those buildings fell at almost free fall speed. And in the case of Building 7, the building that a lot of people don't even know about that wasn't hit by a plane,
right,
it did fall at free fall speed. You know.
Yeah, let's talk about Building Number 7 because I wanted to bring that up. You know, that's one of the most important things. I think it was Donald Rumsfeld recently was asked by a talk show host. You know, all these neocons have put out books now,
mm-hmm,
talking about their experiences, and of course, Rumsfeld's one of those that's trying to profit from this. And a talk show host actually asked him, and I forget who it was, but they asked him about Building Number 7, and Rumsfeld's reply was, "What's Building Number 7?" Now, do you believe that he doesn't know what Building Number 7 was?
Well, it seems unlikely, certainly. although, you know, different people plan different things. I think Rumsfeld must have been in it somehow. It was his organization that talked about what a good thing this would be for the country, basically. So, I don't know. It's hard to, I can't really read Rumsfeld's mind. It does seem unlikely. I certainly agree with you.
You know, building number 7, the way that whole thing came down, I'll tell you what, we're almost up to break time. Let's go ahead and take the break, and when we come back, let's explore this a little bit, because it seems like to me that every time the government came out to try to answer questions, because there were a number of researchers that caught on to this, as you know, and began to question the official story, and whenever the questions were raised, the government would come out and try to answer the questions, and it would only create more questions every time they tried to do that. So let's go ahead and take the break. Folks, so we're visiting with Arthur Naiman. Is it Naiman or Naiman?
Naiman, you got it.
Okay, Naiman. And the book is 9/11, The Simple Facts, Why the Real Story Can't Possibly Be True. We'll be back
here. Why the official story can't possibly
be. Official story, yeah. We'll be back here in a moment here on Govern America. Don't go away.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens?
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weiss. We're visiting with Arthur Naiman and his book, once again, I'll try to make sure I get the title right this time, is 9/11, The Simple Facts, Why the Official Story Can't Possibly Be True. And you can get this, by the way. I got a link up on the website if you want to go to it, and links over to Amazon.com. That's GovernAmerica.com. And do you have a website of your own there, Arthur?
I don't, but I think Amazon or your website is probably the best place to go.
Okay, so just go to governamerica.com and click on the link there, the guest information there on the right, and it'll take you right over to the book. We were talking a little bit about building number 7. I want to come back to that because, as you astutely pointed out, that there were no planes, there were no jets, there was nothing that actually struck the building, and yet the building came down. Now, can you talk a little bit about the reasons that were given early on?
For why it came down? Oh, they said the fire, you know, just was so fierce. You know, as I said before, there were these buildings, this one in Beijing, burned top to bottom, bright orange flames for 18 hours and didn't come down. This building had a few scattered office fires. But the most convincing thing for me is that people knew it was going to happen ahead of time. Larry Silverstein, who had bought a lease on the World Trade Center in July of 2001, was on the phone saying, let's pull it. Now, if in controlled demolition, pull it means to set off the explosives and bring the building.
Yeah, first of all, let's talk about the office fires. If nothing ever hit the building, where did the office fires come from?
From debris from World Trade Center 1 and 2. That makes sense that they were there, but they're not hot enough. The whole building can be on fire, and it's not enough to melt a steel structure.
Right.
And these were scattered little office fires, and office fires in particular are way too cold to melt or even weaken steel.
And my understanding, too, is that there were certain government records or something, certain offices inside that building.
Yeah, well, there was all the Enron stuff, for one thing. So that all got destroyed.
Who would possibly want that stuff destroyed, huh?
Yeah, right. I mean, I can't imagine what the motivation would be there. Mm-hmm. And there was all kinds of other stuff. A lot of the Securities and Exchange Commission was there, so there was also WorldCom stuff. And it was a building housed the CIA, the Secret Service, the Department of Defense. So it was an interesting building. And, of course, it didn't come down until 7 hours after the other one, so everybody got out. Nobody was harmed in that collapse. So,
So they said Silverstein, they didn't come right out to begin with, as I recall, and say that they pulled the building, right? Didn't they give some kind of other excuse or reason why it came down and that didn't really wash, and so finally he came out and admitted that he pulled it, made the decision?
Well, no, there's a quote. It's I don't remember exactly where it is, but they have him recorded saying, let's pull it.
Okay.
It's a telephone thing. But here's a guy, Jeffrey Scott Shapiro, who was working as a journalist for Gannett News at Ground Zero, and he says he remembers very clearly that several police officers and Con Edison, the electric company workers, told him that Larry Silverstein was on the phone with his insurance carrier to see if they would authorize the controlled demolition of the building, since his foundation was already unstable and expected to fall. Well, the thing with that is you have to put the explosives in a building. It takes weeks or months to set it up. You can't just suddenly, hey, I guess all the buildings are going to fall down. Let's destroy it. It's not even possible.
Yeah, that's another thing I wanted to bring up. All right, we're at the top of the hour. We're going to hold you over to the end of the next hour. And, folks, if you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome to do that. We'll open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're talking with Arthur Naiman and his book, 9/11, The Simple Facts, Why the Official Story Can't Possibly Be True. And we'll be back here as hour number 3 of Govern America begins. Stay with us.
The next round of the worst financial crisis.